From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Pentagon officially announced today what has been suspected for a long time. U.S. troops are indeed in Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld described it as a modest troop presence. The U.S. military personnel are working primarily in the north with forces opposed to the ruling Taliban regime. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Until now, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has stubbornly refused to acknowledge that U.S. ground troops are in Afghanistan. Last week, he even suggested that press reports to that effect could endanger U.S. military personnel in the region. But today, he volunteered the information.
We do have a very modest number of ground troops in the country, and they are there for liaison purposes and have been doing an excellent job of assisting with the coordination for resupplies of various type as well as targeting.
Rumsfeld said the U.S. ground operation in Afghanistan is nothing like what was done in the Gulf War, though he did not rule that out. What few U.S. personnel are there work with the opposition forces.
They're in the north, and we've had others in the ground who've come in and out on the south. They are military, uniformed military personnel who are assisting with communications, liaison, assisting with targeting, and providing the kind of very specific information which is helpful to the air effort.
The presence of American personnel on the ground in Afghanistan should help the U.S. military provide the Northern Alliance with ammunition and other supplies. The U.S. troops also include forward air controllers who use radios and laser beams to guide U.S. pilots toward particular targets, especially where the Northern Alliance faces the Taliban military. Rumsfeld warned, however, that having U.S. personnel on the ground does not mean U.S. commanders will take charge of anti-Taliban operations in the north.
These people have been fighting in that country for ages. You're not going to send a few people in and tell them they should turn right, turn left, go slower, go fast. They know their own minds, and they're going to move when they think it makes sense.
Still, the increasingly close relationship between the United States and rebel groups in the north could make some U.S. allies nervous. The government of Pakistan, for example, is suspicious of the alliance and would prefer more support for the ethnic Pashtun groups in the south of Afghanistan. But Rear Admiral John Stuffelbeam, Deputy Operations Director on the Pentagon Joint Staff, says U.S. contact with opposition groups in the south is far more limited than in the north.
It's problematic for that reason that we have not been invited, we've not been asked for, we've not been requested as we have in the north. And the other is a matter of access. Southern Afghanistan is an extremely remote area.
For that matter, so is northern Afghanistan. Stuffelbeam says it took several days for U.S. troops to get in and make contact with the Northern Alliance.
The traditional way of travel is principally by four-legged animal. So getting in, making sure that you are with the right group, which is important, is somewhat problematic, and you don't necessarily want to just show up and announce yourself too loudly.
Donald Rumsfeld spoke today after meeting with Geoffrey Hoon, the British defense minister. Hoon was asked whether the British government also has special forces in Afghanistan, as has been reported in the British press. Not at the moment, Hoon said. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.